Hey everyone, welcome to episode 36 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
I am doing great.
Excited to get back on the mics. How are you? What have you been up to lately?
Not much. I broke my mic, so.
What are you recording off then?
You got one.
A nice fresh one. How's that looking?
That.
Oh, I can feel. I can hear some noise in the background there.
It's got pieces.
What's that thing on top of it? Is that one of those?
I have no idea.
Is it an upgrade or a downgrade on the latest?
I think it's called like a condenser. I don't really know what it does. It's supposed to like catch, so you don't like get like those high pitched like whistle sounds at the end of certain words.
Okay. Does it take stutters out?
No, it adds them in.
No. Oh, okay. I must be using it then.
I wish, man. I stutter too much.
So, what have you been up to lately? I know we don't have any, we're just drinking whatever we want on the rocks today. We don't have any special drinks this week. Maybe in the next couple of weeks we have things planned, so stay tuned for that. But what have you been up to lately?
Mostly just binging, catching up on a lot of some movies. Wow. I'm back into SNL, weirdly.
Yeah, has it been good lately?
They've pulled me back in. They've had A1 musical like guests and very good hosts recently.
And it's back in person, I assume?
Mostly. It's really weird because I was watching it and I realized that when they have a crowd, but they're paid to be there, I guess.
Oh, so it's like...
Because they have to be employed to be into like the broadcast. I guess they're paying the I'm sure they're just finding random people. It's probably friends of family from the show, maybe.
Yeah.
Like work out on production and all that stuff. Well, yeah, I guess now you can get paid to watch SNL right now, which is kind of funny. And right now, if you get paid doing something, that's a great fucking gig right now.
It's pretty cool.
Hosts have been killing it.
When I was in New York, we went to Fallon, and it was like crazy being behind. And then you'd actually see them cutting it and stuff, right? Because it's not filmed.
Yeah. At,
obviously, late night. Like, you know, probably know more than I do. But it's weird because they'll cut for commercial. Like, it's not the actual commercial, but the commercial
time. Little light will go off.
Yeah. Or they'll be doing their skits. And there was this, like, him and somebody else were jogging and doing this dance. It was the guy in the band. I forget his name. The main singer.
Tariq?
Yeah. They were dancing. And then they got the music and they got the crowd all pumped up. And then they just stopped. And then they went to commercial. And you could see it playing. Because they had actors do it, right? And that made, like, the dance look really cool because they cut their faces out. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I like it. But sometimes they usually have like a guy that'll come out and talk to the crowd.
Yeah, like a
I think a lot of times the host will do that. I know Fallon's known to do it. Kimmel as well.
When
a lot of shows, like Ellen has like a comedian that'll come out.
Yeah.
And they're like the cookie cutter comedian with like coiffed hair. They always come out and they just tell white lady jokes.
That
would be a solid gig, I bet.
That's what we had, a lady exactly, like one of those just like screaming comedians who just yell all the time. She's pretty funny, I gotta admit it.
No, they'll get you. It's hard to it's hard to watch a bad comedian, unless they're just really bad. But if you're watching any comedian live, you usually just end up laughing because it's just like you're almost like you have to do it for a weird reason.
And like everyone is
like, I've never seen anyone bomb.
Or you think you're on camera, so you don't want to be like, what the hell is going on? Like not
you don't be that laughing guy.
If you're on camera, yeah. The guy who was on Fallon seemed like some guy who's been there for like 30 or 40 years. He was like saying about his own special and stuff. Like, I think he's
probably been on like 30 different shows.
Yeah. He's probably like
it's like a circle.
He's probably like the first guy that comes out on like the Comedy Cellar or whatever it is. Like, he's that guy who's not that famous, but everyone knows him because he's funny. Yeah. This guy, he was pretty crude too. It's kind of, he made some funny jokes, but it was good.
Now, Fallon's known to have a lot of those guys.
I'm curious if it's him every single day. Probably.
It probably is. He's probably
contract.
They probably have like maybe like three or four guys that are like emergency backups almost. That's usually how it works. They usually employ like a certain guy because they just know, like, they don't want to run a risk and have a bad guy.
Yeah. And realistically, like, you don't want them to really like steal the show either. It's like the main comedian is on stage, right?
You're not going to get Bill Burr to come out.
Yeah.
And like warm the crowd and keep the crowd warm.
Everyone's like, stop the show. We need more halftime.
Yeah, I know. Basically, essentially, that's what it turned into.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they'll keep like they'll throw in like a Jeselnik or a Pete Holmes type guy and they'll throw him out and they'll just he'll keep the crowd warm, but he won't steal it or anything. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Is what's his name? Scarlett Johansson's husband leaving the show? Jost. I saw that. Yeah. Is he leaving?
He might be. I can see
I don't
that.
Know if it was clickbait or what, but he's been around for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's the Weekend Update. The Weekend Update guy.
Yeah, that'd be a bit crazy. What about Pete? Yeah. He's still kicking around, doing well? I saw this photo that they took of him. He said he looked really good, so it was good news. I mean, that sounds weird to say about
something. No, he's still going.
You can tell when he's not doing well if he's not looking as good. But
his time's probably almost up there, I think. He seems like he's going to be one of the guys that moves on.
Yeah.
That's going to eventually get too famous. I can't believe that hasn't happened yet.
I feel like he is, but he just doesn't give a shit. He's like, I could do something. Well, he had that big special, though, didn't he?
He's had the movie now. He's had two specials now. That's why I don't know. There's also like some guys like there's guys that you can just tell are people that move on. And I think Colin Jost, I guess, could be it. I wouldn't have pegged it, but I think Michael Che will eventually leave as well.
So I'm seeing just a quick Google search. E! Online and Pink Villa are saying that he revealed plans to leave Saturday Night Live. So I guess it might be real. According to E-Talk is pretty, E-Online is pretty famous, I would say, and pretty reputable. So, yeah. And he did it on Ellen. That's right. That's what I saw. That's why I saw it on YouTube. I didn't watch the video, but yeah, guess how many years he's been there, Colin?
I could say like 10.
16-year run at SNL. Jeez. That's a long time. Like, who's like the longest tenured? That one guy there now? Keenan?
Yeah,
or is it like Keenan. Or is it like an old guy?
No, it's probably Keenan now. I think Fred Armisian's been gone. Yeah. That or it's just like, yeah, some dude that you just have. I think.
Any other guesses? I have the top.
Oh, list. You do? Yeah. I don't know the cast well that well. I could see Kate McKinnon's been on for a while.
She's up there.
I would say Keenan.
Yeah, Keenan's first 17 seasons. Mm-hmm. But didn't I just say, I don't know. Well, I'm seeing this list here, and it says first is Keenan Thomas, 17 seasons, and then Daryl Hammond at 14 seasons. But I'm pretty sure I just said that Colin Jost was there for 16 years, but I guess that doesn't transition into seasons, though.
Like He might have just been writing, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, that's true.
And now he's like an on-camera guy, because he's like the face of it now.
Yeah. Well, it says Seth Meyers, 13 seasons. It's the next.
Yeah, up there. He's been on for a long time.
Yeah, interesting. That's like more than half of our lives. You're on this one show. It's crazy to think.
Well, it's become a place where you kind of like, it's not the end all anymore. Yeah. It's the launching platform for a lot of guys now. You don't really see like a guy stay there like, and it's like heyday. You wanted to be on SNL. So now it's like there, I feel like I should do it.
Maya Rudolph, Sudeikis, 9 years or 9 seasons, I guess. Sorry,
he has been on for a while.
He's good. He's all over the place now with that Ted Lasso. Good. You didn't watch that, did you? That
no.
Soccer movie.
It's but I know funny. I really like Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, he's funny. I have somebody at my work looks exactly like him. I haven't worked with him a lot. I just was on a Zoom call with him, and I was like, I had to like do a double take.
Jason. Oh, never mind. Oh, sorry. Anyway, my name's Toby.
Celebrity. What? Yeah, that's funny.
No, but it's been great. Like I would recommend watching the Bill Burr hosting episode. That was great. A lot of good skits from that one.
I feel like if it was on YouTube, like readily available on YouTube, and I know some skits.
It is, but you have to like get the VPN out. You got to change the states, and then it's all on their YouTube. But like,
if it was comparable to like Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, if it was that readily available, I would definitely watch it all the time. But
yeah, it's a bitch to get to find a VPN that will consistently work for free.
But we could definitely use like the Bell 5 TV or like the Rogers Ignite and stuff like that and go back and watch it. Like it's easy.
You can even Google it.
Think about it, right?
You can literally Google the SNL episode and you'll find a link.
Yeah, I know. I guess
it just won't. Yeah. It's just not going to be on your YouTube page like it should be.
It's like I'm probably just going to see the exact same thing as I just witnessed in like the monologue of Kimmel anyways. So I want to go on?
I think
on,
you could find the Bill Burr.
But it'll be funnier, obviously. But, yeah.
There's some skits that are really funny that I think you'd really enjoy. Also, the Chris Rock episode was great. His monologue was good.
I should just get used to watching it at night before, like, especially now
that
I'm working, I'm going to bed early. Well, before I like to bed before midnight every night. So I might as well just watch, what's it, 11 o'clock, 10:30
around that. Yeah. I usually try to watch it, maybe like an hour or two after, cause I just DVR it and I just skip through all the fucking commercials.
Yeah, that's true. That's smart.
And if the music performance is a dud, I'll skip through it. But the last three, I didn't watch the Megan Thee Stallion part, but actually, I don't think I watched most of that episode. I watched parts, but
so who were like the big time musicians?
Bieber.
Oh, okay.
They just had Bieber and Jack White of the White Stripes, and he was killer. I didn't even know who he was, to be honest, but he was shredding up there. He did a little Eddie Van Halen tribute. Really cool.
Nice. Yeah, he looks like a cool dude. I feel like I saw his picture on Twitter, actually.
It's cool.
Like announcing that he was on SNL.
That was one of the most perfect episodes I think I've seen of SNL in a while.
He gives me the
performance was great. Burr was great.
Beetlejuice type vibes, like.
That's what I kept saying too.
Yeah.
The White Stripes, man.
I like it. What other movies or shows have you been watching recently? You said you were watching a lot.
Yep. Plowed through Blind Manor in a record time.
Yeah, what do you like that? I've been seeing a lot of mixed critics on this one. Some people are saying it's way too slow. I personally don't think it was as good as Hill House, the first one, but I still liked it.
I think it was as scary.
What's that?
I don't think it was as scary as Hill House. I think Bly is more of a character driven. Like, you kind of really got to pay attention to the characters and like kind of grow with them. It's not that much happens,
really. Like,
it takes place in such a short
time. They're hour-long episodes too, and it's like maybe once or twice you have an oh shit moment in the 2 hours. I'm not saying it's bad. I like it, but I just sometimes it went a little long. Did you find it hard to follow too?
Yes. Oh yeah. Like, it's so confusing.
It almost was to the point where we watched like the first 4 to 6 episodes, and you almost didn't need to watch them because you figured like your perception of everything changed in the last couple, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they don't really reveal the real origin plot until like episode 8.
Yeah.
Then you kind of understand the story really behind it, because you're kind of just watching the characters and you're just kind of wondering why the characters are doing this, and you don't know why they're doing what they're doing until very late in the show, which is bold. I really, as you said, the first season was a lot better. I agree with that, especially because I think almost all of the episodes are directed by Mike Flanagan, and they're all usually done in Hill House. There's a lot of like one take shots.
Yeah.
And in this one, I don't think you could do it with this one, especially the way they structured it, but it makes it so you can kind of like follow it. You get in like captivated almost by when you watch like the one takes.
Yeah.
But with this one, it's just so easy to get lost in like the different like plot. Because there's like three different like plot arcs in this. Yeah. But I think it is done really well, and it tells a really good story, a really compelling story as well. But yeah, and the jump scares are just like in the background. You're kind of just creeped out when you're watching it. You're not like, wait, they'll get you with like a few in your face ones, but mostly you're just like, oh fuck, what's that in the background? Or like, ooh.
Like, you know it's coming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me too, a lot of the plot lines, and I know this was to do with the whole plot overall, but there were a lot of repetitive over time periods. Mm. Like for example, the relationship between the parents and the relatives. And I don't want to say it straight out, but like that, and then you see that exact same thing happening in the past, right? Like, I was just like, I know that's meant to be, but I just found that was a little repetitive too. It's like, I knew that was kind of what they were leading towards, and that was like a preface for it, like foreshadowing. Mm. But I noticed that there's a lot of repetitive stuff where I was like, looked at Maria and I'm like, the hell, we've already like went through this in a different time period.
Yeah, and then when they keep going back to like that's like the certain memories, like when they kept going back to the woman's interview with the mustache guy.
Yes, I did.
You're like, what the hell is happening? And then he would interact with the message out of character, and you'd be like, wait, what? But then that's what I'm saying. Like, it gets you with that. You're kind of just watching it until it gets explained to you, and then you're like,
still don't even understand that fully.
Yeah, I had to watch a few videos to like really explain it.
I never did, actually. Like, I think I fell asleep. We stayed up and finished it. And usually I would do that because, like, I don't follow it
all the time. I always do
like,
it.
Like, I think about that with Get Out is a perfect example of when you have to do that. A lot of those shows, but, yeah.
A lot of Jordan Peele and a lot of Ari Aster kind of type horror stuff you have to, like, look into and be like, what the fuck?
What do you think about having these completely, okay, obviously the plot and the type of show is similar, but it's a completely different show, different characters, nothing overlaps, but it's like very similar, like all the actors
mostly the same actors.
Is that not bizarre? I know there were quite a few new ones introduced in this one, like obviously the mustache guy, the housekeeper, the gardener, they were all new characters, right? They weren't in the previous one.
Yeah.
But a lot of them were repetitive. Like
just the main, the two main characters from both shows are the same.
Like what shows do that? Any show? Like I think of Skins. The Sinner. The Sinner does that. I don't know if you've seen that, but that's just with one character.
I have seen the first season and I know an old show called Skins used to do that. No, it's very rare to like, I mean, Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that's true. That is the perfect example. Yeah.
It's a great segue to Hubie Halloween.
Yeah. One of the biggest trending moves. What a beauty move though. Like, do you think he actually made that intentionally bad just because of Uncut Gems? Wasn't that the rumor? Isn't that what he said?
I don't know. Worst movie ever.
That's what my sister
I did not. That's far from the worst movie ever.
Exactly. It's perfect. Everyone need like it's Halloween. We just got announced that kids can't go out and trick or treat. They literally are like putting into the rules the legislature that you should like stay. One of the things you could do is stay home and watch a movie. Good old Adam Sandler's there to provide you with some good comedic relief for both the kids and the parents. I like how he has like
that. And he signed like a 30 movie deal with Netflix.
Oh, so I know. He's really got to hit the quota.
He really has to hit these movies.
I find it funny. I don't mind. Like some of these movies and that and Grown Up, it's like the kids can watch it, but all like the dirty jokes just go over their head, so the parents can kind of chuckle.
Oh yeah, it's the perfect family man style like comedies, and I have no personal problems with them. Like I genuinely like I've seen them all, and you just watch it because we get nothing. It just takes you out of your. No one gets stressed out when they watch a fucking Adam Sandler movie. Unless it's Uncut Gems. Then you're stressed
out. Yeah, that was stressed. Then you're stressed the whole time.
It just takes you completely out of like your personal problem. Like, you don't think about your fucking taxes.
He's got this new hustle movie. I know we were talking before the show. You seem to think it might be a bit of a more jokey movie. I think it's going to be serious about he gets he's a basketball scout or maybe he was a coach, one of the two. He's in player development, and then he got fired for some reason. Probably a coach. And then he goes overseas and finds some, I think it was a European guy who's really good, but he's gone through some personal troubles, and I think he tries to bring him back to the States. And, like, it's kind of, I know Uncut Gems was amazing, but it has that same, like, sports as the underlying theme of the movie. I'm curious what it'll be like. It strikes me as something like that recent movie that came out way back with Ben Affleck or, like, a dumbed down Coach Carter, like a different theme, but similar to that. That's what I'm hoping at least.
I can see it kind of going. I don't know if you ever saw the Kyrie movie.
I never watched that. No.
It's on Pry watched it. It's like, it's got like elements of a story and then just kind of like a shoehorned comedy plot. I think it could kind of go the route of that.
Yeah.
Like it has drama undertones, but it's also like.
That looked like a joke for me though. Like just looking at like, how he had it was like Kyrie, but he was like old and like fat. Is that?
It's the plot. It's just like they just made a plot about the Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, I wasn't interested. I don't like Kyrie, so I didn't go that with that one. But I hope it doesn't go that route. I hope it goes like the more serious Uncut Gems route. And it seems like the character is going to be pretty similar as well. Kind of rough around the edges, made a lot of mistakes, which is pretty similar too. Uncut Gems and the character in that movie. That's what I'm hoping. My fingers are crossed. I got some faith after Uncut Gems that he's gonna go back and forth between like a classic Billy Madison and then to kind of a really good movie.
Yeah, I could see. I could easily see this just going dramatic, but it's just hard when you think of like Hubie Halloween, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be. I love what he's apparently he's gonna do a multiverse movie.
What does
all
that
of
mean?
His characters. So in Hubie Halloween, I don't know if you caught this, the Ben Stiller's character in the opener is Ben Stiller's character from Happy Gilmore, the terrible worker,
the nurse worker.
It's the same character. There's three, I think, in the movie that are the same. And one of the kids that chases him on the bike is one of the kids that hits him with a dodgeball in Billy Madison.
Oh, so he's like, this is...
He has the same catchphrase. They're like, whatever, Clarence rules or whatever. He says the same thing. So I think he's going to make a movie about all of his characters in one Avengers-style movie.
Oh, it might beat Avengers in the box office too, you'd think. Oh,
man, I love it. He's a huge star overseas, apparently. Like, he is the number one global actor. And like, that's why Netflix nabbed him up to that. That's why Netflix has him on that. He makes so much money from them internationally, apparently.
That's hilarious. Like, what?
He's a workhorse. He's a workhorse.
Grown ups? What, like, his old
apparently
movies?
They do
they
great.
Like, his
overseas.
Old movies, would they?
I don't know if it's his old movies, but I know they love Adam Sandler.
Interesting. Can't blame them.
Can't blame them.
You want to talk a little sports? We talked about movies for a while there.
We hit that.
What do you think about the Leafs' latest pickups? Let's start with TJ Brody. Yes or no?
Yes, because there's no one else.
Okay.
I don't know what else they would have done.
There's a couple of guys out there, but yeah, it's pretty tough to find a top four defenseman. I don't know who was in free agency. Well, Chris Tanev, did he get traded? I think he was. No, he might have signed.
He might. I think he signed.
Because those were like the two biggest targets that the Leafs were going for, right? In the past, say, 6 years, that was like what you'd see on all the rumor mills and everything. So,
but I think what they really want is that other high flying guy that can match Riley. I think that's what they wanted from Barry, but couldn't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was like the system. Barry just couldn't.
I think he couldn't play well defense with, either.
I'm not too sure on Brody's resume. I know he's a good offensive guy. I know he can keep up with the team for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty much all rumor.
Defensively, I have no idea.
Like, we see Calgary play once or twice a year, and it's usually a late game, which I wouldn't even stay up for. So I can't really speak on his game either. But like, it seems like it's a good fit, and I don't see anyone saying, like, a terrible signing. We got him for, just south? Was it just
five,
north or just south?
Five for five, pretty much.
Like, you can't
It's like 5.3.
Right now, we've got our top three defensemen all signed for about $5 million, and they're all really serviceable defensemen. Obviously, Riley's going to get paid soon, but...
And I know he's also on the younger side.
Yeah. Yeah, he's...
He's on the better side of 30.
He's 30 on the dot.
Yeah.
So, but still, that's okay. He's a good Ontario boy from Chatham, Ontario. He's put up decent numbers, but
paying a guy until he's 35 isn't that big of an issue to me, as it would have been if he was like 33 and we signed him until he's like 38.
Realistically, things are going to be in 5 years. I think things might look quite a bit.
I think he's gone. I think he's gone in 2 years. Realistically,
yeah. Like it's going to be very interesting to see what the Leafs are going to look like in our late 20s in comparison to our early 20s, that's for sure. What about
he'll be sent to Florida for a fucking college kid.
So. Yeah. Or we'll be paying for him till he's 35, but
every year we trade a guy who makes $3 million that we signed when he had a good season.
Yeah. Well, that's the way to go. Lead into the next one, like a Jimmy Vesey type guy. People are saying he might put up like 25.
So weird.
And I remember when he was like finding gold when he came from.
He was highly touted.
Everyone
wanted him. We wanted him.
We hired like his uncle or his dad or somebody, I think, as a coach. That was the conspiracy. They just hired him just so he was on. He'd like bring him in, right?
Did they fire him right after, you think?
Yeah, bro, that'd be hilarious. It's July 2nd. He's like, sorry, I think you're going to have to move
guess
on.
He wasn't your favorite son.
Leaf gave him a bit of a check. Good night. What about Wayne Train? Wayne Simmons, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
1.5, that's nothing. Like, I'd rather sign. I'd rather
for
have
one year?
I'd rather have Wayne Simmons at 1.5 than Ilya Mikheyev at 2. Or even 2.2. 2.7. I wouldn't pay 2.7 for 2 Ilya Mikheyevs, I don't think. I love the guy, and, like, he's very good. And I think he'd really help the Leafs because he is, like, if he gets a bit more physical, he's perfect. But like, he's played 40 NHL games. He got a severe injury. And yeah. What, he played a couple games in the playoffs? Did he play like even a full series?
He had 0 points.
He played, well, we only played one series. Ouch. Forgot about that. 0 points. Yeah, like for me, we can get an Ilya Mikheyev next year like we did him, right? Like get a guy. Yes. We signed three of these guys. One of them will play and maybe put up 20 points. Like me and you could probably put up 20 points if we got put in the top six of the Leafs, right? So
he was on pace for 50, but he didn't get to 50.
Yeah, he should
have. So I don't know if he really.
I like him. I'm just.
But I like Wayne.
We can't.
But I like Wayne at 1.5.
Wayne, two Waynes. That's okay. I'll take that. And then
I like Wayne at 1.5 just because he doesn't have to, especially if he's in the bottom pairing, he doesn't have to keep up with the young kids. He just has to keep up with fucking Joe Thornton or Jason Spezza. Like, it's all we need. You don't have to skate the fastest out there, man.
My neighbor said, like, when he was playing in the AHL, it was when he was on the Devils. Like, even when he was playing, like, not the best hockey of his life, right? Like, I'm pretty sure Wayne Simmonds would not look on, like, playing with the Devils as his favorite hockey career. Total guess, but he said he was, like, really good locker room guy, and he, like, came up to him right away, even though he's some, like, minor league guy. So, that's, I think, what we need in Toronto. So, that's good. Mm-hmm. I think aces for that signing. Glad he wanted to come home. That's exactly what we need when we signed it, all these big boys, these massive contracts. We need some 100%. Of these guys to come take these short-term, low-contract offers.
Team-friendly, hometown deals.
Yeah, which, like, yeah, would have been unheard of 4 or 5 years ago. Like, who would want to come to Toronto? Yeah.
No, so far in the offseason, I'm giving them 2 for 2.
What about Joe Thornton? You happy with that one?
Yes. Even if that guy just cannot skate, if he can't put up anything, he's, at the end of the day, signed for $700K.
He just gets a sack. You were paying him $700K to take a sack out every time they win.
$700K to sit in the press box is actually probably how much it would cost to sit in the press box as a fan all year.
Yeah.
Like, he's making the same amount.
It actually
it kind of evens out.
I'm curious if he had any other offers, or if it was one of those things where he's just like, if I'm not signing with the Sharks, I'm going to play for the Leafs. But I think he really wants to win. Like, I keep seeing that. I haven't watched a ton of his interviews. I'd like to. I think I'm going to watch. He was on Tim and Said, and he was on Overdrive, so I'm going to listen to those. But he seems like he wants to win. And obviously, that's why he came here, and he left the team he was on for almost, 20 years? 15 years? So,
jeez.
Yeah. Are you a bit worried about him and Spezza in the bottom six, though? Similar playmaker, stationary type player, pivot. Like, I don't know. It'd be cool to see, like, Spezza, Thornton, and, like, a Jimmy Vesey on a line. Like, one speedster and then two slow guys. That'd be pretty sick. Or, like, Nylander with them. Like, I don't think they could keep – it wouldn't make much sense, I don't think. But that'd be pretty cool.
On the power play, keeping it in our hand, or in the end, wheeling it, that's solid. Yeah. Guy to have. You can just throw him out there. He doesn't have to skate that much on a power play. And big body as well.
Looks like with all this COVID stuff too, they might have to, they're talking about it maybe being like a all Canada division too. Did you see those rumors?
I have not. That's
That's what they're saying. Like, they might, because of if the borders aren't
would
open,
they do an all American?
Well, they'd probably, I think the American rules for COVID are a lot different. I think the reason would be the borders aren't open, right? So they don't want teams traveling all the time. Like, for the bubble, it was like a one-time thing. They went down and then they came back.
And they're there.
They quarantine, right? But if they can't do the quarantine thing for 14 days, how are they going to go up for one game, right? So I think that's why. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I don't even – that might just be a rumor that's flying around. But
it seems like kind of the only way they could do it.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if they do it in a bubble-type situation or how they run that in Canada, but – shit, I don't want to be playing in an all-Canadian division right now. That's for sure. There's not a bad team in Canada anymore. Got Calgary is good. They just got a high-tier caliber starting goalie, which they haven't had in a long time since Kiprusoff. Montreal only got better, and they're not fun to play with anymore. They got Anderson. Got a bunch of guys like that. They picked up Toffoli. He'll probably put up 30 against the Leafs.
Did.
Yeah, Vancouver. Winnipeg, yeah. Mess. Like, there's no bad teams though. Like, is there a team you'd want?
But like,
play?
If your bad team's Winnipeg, that's not a bad. And then maybe Edmonton, just because they still don't have a goalie, but they still have fucking...
Barry's probably going to put up 60 points,
two of the best forwards in the game.
Yeah. I was listening...
And they still have Nurse. They got Bear.
Oh, I was listening to Spen Chicklets, and they said, like, apparently Edmonton had Markstrom queued up to, like, the 11th
hour.
Yeah, and
then I heard Calgary...
I don't know if that's true or what, but they spoke about it on that podcast, so I don't think it's... Even if it's a rumor, there's got to be some legitimacy to it. It's pretty crazy, though. We'll see.
I wonder how that works.
How
does that happen? How do you steal? Do you just be like, do they just one up them to get a better price?
Markstrom just changed his mind, maybe. I don't know how else. Like, it's got to be in. Well, I feel like for a goalie, it's their choice. It's either do you want the money or do you want to pick your team? And I feel like. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
That's weird. I wonder what talks you out of signing with
a
like, Connor McDavid-led team.
That is very
true. Connor McDavid's not even the MVP on that team.
Yeah, like players just like that, they just eventually win. And that's what sucks for the Leafs now is like we're going to have to play this. Like Crosby had shit teams.
Yep.
He had no goalies, no defensemen. He still won cups. Like he's David might be better than Crosby. It's just bound to happen, and it's just going to be the Leafs' luck that this generational star came in the league, and it's him and Malkin again, right? Like, it's Crosby and Malkin all over again.
And, yeah. And
this time they're in...
Well, they don't have a flurry.
They almost did until the 11th hour. But, yeah, not a Hall of Fame caliber goalie, obviously, but, yeah. Well, Darnell Nurse is pretty good, but now they got... Barry, I don't know. Things are coming together up there, but we'll see. Hopefully McDavid can stay healthy. That's the biggest priority, I would say, just as a general fan of like Canadian hockey, even though I don't want him to be the Leafs. Do you want to so I guess did we miss anyone? We got Jumbo Joe, Wayne Simmons, Brody. Anyone else talk about?
Brody,
a couple little guys, but
that so they had some it might have been the Chicklets guy as well. They had that draft expert kind of guy. And I think someone said the guy that we picked is like a stud potential, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't have any validity into that because
it might be the next Kucherov, right? I saw that highlight.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was, yeah.
Hey, you never know.
It's on Twitter or something like that.
We deserve to get a couple of these gems once in a while.
I don't know if we want these gems anymore. We have too many of these gems.
Yeah, whatever. We'll trade them then.
Yeah, I guess. It's just so odd that now we're getting this huge influx of what appears to be like generational talent on our team, and we can't keep them now.
I know.
It's so annoying.
Like, yeah, we're just virtually throwing away some of these guys. Like Johnsson, I don't care if he leaves. Kapanen, I don't care if he leaves. Like, they didn't do anything for me personally in the last couple playoffs that I was like, fuck, we need to keep these guys. Like, I know Kapanen killed penalties, but it's like, I'm pretty sure we can find a guy who can kill some penalties, probably better than Kapanen. And I don't know. They're saying maybe the team might be too slow this year, but geez, they could go as fast as they want, but you can only go so fast in the playoffs, right? Like, then it clearly speed wasn't winning out last year.
What's changed in speed other than we signed Joe Thornton? And well, I guess
we got rid of Kapanen and we got rid of Johnsson.
Replaced with VC.
We got rid of Barry.
Brody.
And like I think it was on Overdrive they were talking about it, and it's kind of true. Like Nylander's a fast player.
No, I kind of get that.
Tavares is only getting older. He's cement shoes already. Matthews is big and like.
And he's already had speed issues.
But he's not that fast.
He's fast.
Marner's pretty fast. Like they were saying on Overdrive, Marner's not that fast, but like he's a pretty fast player. So
he's quick.
We do have speedy wingers, right? Like Nylander and Marner. I'll take that. I think the comment was just more to you look at like the McDavid speed. You look at a lot of the guys coming in now; they're almost unstoppable. So
yeah, but they haven't won.
Yeah,
they just haven't won yet. Who just won the cup? Tampa. Were they the fastest team in the world?
Yeah. No, that's true. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're pretty fast. Johnsson, Even like Sorelli's pretty, he's not fast, but he's fairly fast.
Johnson Kucherov. I wouldn't say Hedman's
Sergeyev is pretty fast too, I think.
Okay, yeah. I forgot the
But they did like they just copied what we did. Or sorry, what Tampa did, right? Like they got a bunch of bangers. They got like the Pat Maroons, they got the Barclay Goodrows, guys like that, Blake Coleman. So yeah, you can kinda
But the fat one defense Bogo.
Yeah, exactly. I like
champion on our team. He was now. Good. That's another pickup. I like that pickup.
He used to play for the Petes back in the heyday of going to the Jennings games. He was always a good defenseman. Obviously, I don't know. He went. I want to say he got drafted pretty early, like top 10. Would I be wrong?
He was first round pick, I think.
But
he's definitely top 15 pick.
It hasn't come together how he would have liked his career, but like he. Who cares? The guy's got a cup.
He was drafted by the Thrashers, wasn't he?
I think so. Atlanta third overall. Like
by the Thrash, yeah.
2008. Thrashers. He never plateaued more than 25 points. I mean, he was never really known. Like, I think he scored in junior. Yeah, obviously. He had 61 points in 60 games. But, yeah, good player. Good player for sure.
He plays top minutes, so.
And we need depth. Oh, like, we need had Marty Marincin.
If you can play top 6 minutes, it's fine.
You can't have Martin Marincin playing in the playoffs. I don't care what the stats say and all that. It's like, that's not the guy I want out playing in this crucial game 7. Although, yeah. I got to give it to him. He played pretty well in that game 7, or games, not game 7.
He did. He was a bright spot.
Was it game 5, I guess?
Yeah, it was game 5. Or
game 4, because it wasn't a full series. But regardless, he played all right. So I chirped the guy a lot, but. That's okay.
He seems kind of like that Matt Wick type guy. Comes in, can fill minutes. Professional, knows what he's doing. Yeah. Cheap, 1 year, 1 mil. Who cares? If you suck, see ya.
Like, the older generation of Leafs fans will definitely like Zach Bogosian. He's not afraid to hit. Good Ontario boy. Oh, no, he's from the States, actually. He's from New York.
I thought he was from the States.
Yeah.
Well, if it fills in time between when the two kids can come up, or at least buy a gap for maybe at least Sandin or Liljegren. So that's all we need. 1 year, 1 mil. Those guys can get another year of development.
I'm not understanding, though. Like, why do we get two of the exact same players coming up? Like, two of the exact same prospects, defensive prospects, same size, similar speed, similar game style. Like, is that going to stick? Do you think? Like, is there any way that both of those guys make it onto the roster?
You need those kind of guys. You need those puck movers.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I think at least Sandin will.
Well, Sandin for sure. Like,
I think both will, eventually.
I think that the problem is, too, that Liljegren's lost so much stock from when he was originally supposed to be drafted that he has to play NHL games in order to kind of show, because if he doesn't play a sustained amount of NHL games, I think it's just a waste for us because we'll never see his maximal potential. Therefore, we'll never be able to get any sort of trade worth that maximum potential as well until he proves that he's going to be making a lot of cap. So not a bad player to have around, I guess.
Yeah, I don't want him to be a prospect at 23 still on our team. At that point, it's just, what are you? So, yeah, I know what you mean. If he's, like, 22 and we get rid of him, he could still fetch. He could still be, like, a kicker. And maybe if one of the center positions in our depth doesn't by the deadline, they can go out and get, like, a Zach Smith or, like, a third-line guy.
And he could
just be the kicker for it.
Yeah.
So, I kind of like – I'm not opposed to him staying for a while, but
– I think the only guy with value
eventually right it's got to be what are you going to do?
Like, if you're going to trade somebody to get somebody
on our team, 100%.
The only guy who's going to get, like, I don't think Liljegren's going to pull what we want from him, anything close to the potential that he has on the team. And I'm saying this kind of out of my ass. It's not like I've seen him play a couple NHL games. Like, two? Did he play two? Or was that just preseason?
Liljegren?
Yeah.
I remember not minding him.
Yeah, no, I think he played like a week or something, wasn't it?
I remember thinking. Like he could see stay for a little bit.
Played 11 games.
It was best of the. Yeah.
And then,
probably like 3 points. I don't even know.
1 point, one assist, minus five. You like them, eh?
One assist. I mean, that's not every game you're a minus.
Yeah.
If he was minus 11, then I would be eating that comment back. But I do remember there was times where I thought he was decent.
So, do you want to talk about our picks, or do you want to just Do you want to just leave him without voice and just throw him up there?
That's up to you.
I'll any big games that you want to talk about?
They're kind of the same. Five? So,
yeah, we got pretty similar.
Well, what are the ones that are different?
Well, I picked the Pats. You picked the 49ers. That's a difference.
Yes.
I'm gonna pick who you. Let's you talk about the UFC match. I'm picking the underdog. Just because I don't like Khabib, but yeah, I remember he made that massively hyped up fight between him and McGregor. It was supposed to be so awesome, and it was like the most boring thing I've ever witnessed as a less than casual fan. I did not find it entertaining. It was just like he was just sitting on him the whole time. It was like a bear. It was like the scene of in What is that? What is the that movie Bad Trip?
The Revenant.
It was like that bear scene. Yeah, that whole fight was like that.
Oh, that one. The gorilla?
Yeah, it was gorilla, not the bear. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. I bet.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no.
We do.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's just what he does. That's how you're 28 now.
We'll post the pics. Everyone will see it online. We do have to talk, though, because we're getting close. I think you're... So what'd you went about 3-2 last week, or 2-3, something like that. So you got two or three wins. No?
3 or 2, 2 and 3. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
I at least got two. I don't know about the others.
So you must be close to
I know for sure it's two.
Yeah, we'll post it later on to get the final stats there so we know where you're at. But you're getting close
I'm at least at 4.
Well, you're at 12 before last week, so you're getting close to 15 now. So what we're doing here is when gets to 20, then they win the season. Jack say if he wins, he'll win his first season, blah, blah, blah. He'll get his cup, whatever. And then we're going to have to finish out a punishment for whoever loses. Probably something to do with drinking on the rocks and then some stupid thing we have to do. But that's coming up, so we need some help with figuring out what that is. So shoot us a DM if you have any good ideas for that on the creative side. What happened? So what are we doing?
You have to chug a Mickey of Smirnoff. You have to chug a Mickey of Smirnoff, and you have to dye your hair yellow.
I don't have much left, so I'll just wear a beanie like I am right now. It's fine.
That's what you have to do.
Really? I think maybe I'd do that from the start of the season, but seeing as you're up probably 5 on me right now, I don't know if I want to take that bet. We should definitely, before next season,
I'll take that bet, right?
on the first podcast, we have to come up with the punishment when it's level. I do owe you a Lakers jersey still. I haven't forgotten that. I'm just trying to figure out who I want to get.
Ultimate prediction.
So,
Dudley.
We got to figure out what we're going to do there. I'm trying to figure out if I want to get you like a cool one or a prank one or kind of what you want. Like, are you ever going to wear it?
Horton Tucker jersey.
Are you ever going to wear it?
Yeah. I don't really wear jerseys that much, but whatever. I lounge in them sometimes in the summer.
I know who I want to get. I think I know what I'm going to do. I just got to find a website to buy it off for a cheaper discount price, maybe.
I got to find a guy that can.
You'll be getting that. I'll be delivering that to you. Probably not in time for your big birthday, but. Maybe it'll be a late birthday, probably closer to early Christmas at this point with how slow delivery's been, but it'll arrive at your doorstep one day.
Damn, especially from China.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I think we can call it a day. We talked, had some good conversations.
Those leakers.
I need to go make some money so I can buy this jersey. All right, we talked about movies, we talked about sports, we had some good conversations here. So thanks to everyone for listening.
For it.
And we'll talk to you next week. Peace.